Get ready for a deep dive into the art of delegation. Are you tired of seeing your instructions misinterpreted and tasks poorly executed by your team? Have you ever wondered what's missing in your approach? Well, the secret lies in not just telling your team what to do, but explaining why they need to do it. Join me on this episode as I explore the concept of the why filter, a mental process that everyone applies when given a task. You'll discover how to effectively communicate your own why and how this simple shift can dramatically enhance your team's performance. Remember, good leaders don't just delegate tasks, they share their vision. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Entrepreneurs, let's get real for a moment. I know the weight you're carrying, the stress of decision fatigue, the constant uncertainty about what is really working in your business, what needs fixing, and those long hours that never seem to be enough. I've been in those shoes where the path forward feels foggy, and the doubts about your direction, your team, who and when to hire, wondering if you'll ever be able to take a break from your business without it all falling apart, those weigh heavy on your mind. It's an emotional roller coaster, and I understand. I want you to imagine a future where fear and doubt are replaced with confidence and clarity. Clarity brings action, action brings transformation, and transformation brings success. Success where you're not just surviving, but thriving. That future is within reach, my friend. That's why I want to introduce you to Operations in Your Pocket. In a 90-minute strategy session, we'll go beyond the surface-level challenges. We'll connect on a deeper level, unraveling the knots that have your mind in turmoil. It's not just about strategies. It's about understanding the heart of your business and crafting a plan that aligns with your vision. I've been there, and I want you to know you're not alone. Book a free clarity call at ceoamplify.ca/ops, that's O-P-S, and let's chat. I want you to know that your success is worth it. Let's turn your current challenges and emotional struggles into a roadmap for success. Your journey to a thriving business starts with this first step, and I'm here for you all the way. Book your clarity call at ceoamplify.ca/ops. Well, hello and welcome back, business owners. I'm so glad you're here. Today, I'm going to be diving into a topic that's crucial for every entrepreneur out there, and that is how to delegate better. So you're an established business owner, you might be running a successful coaching business, or you've got valuable courses, or perhaps you're a service provider. You've got a small but talented team backing you up. But are you leveraging their potential to their fullest? And are you delegating effectively? You see, Delegation isn't just about offloading tasks from your plate to someone else's. It's really about enabling your team to execute these tasks as efficiently as you would, or better than you would. And this is where what I call the why filter comes in. It's very easy for us as business leaders to tend to focus on the what of achieving results, the tasks, the tells, the list. But it's really the why that truly matters, the reasoning behind those tasks and the motivation driving them. And this becomes so, so important when we're delegating tasks to our team. So let's look at a scenario here. You run an online course business and you want your content manager to come up with a new course outline. You tell them what, which is create a new course outline on mastering time management. But did you explain why? Why this topic? Why now? What's the ultimate goal? Or let's say you're a life coach and you ask your social media manager to start posting more motivational quotes on Instagram. Again, you stated what needs to be done. But did you share your why? Is it because your audience needs an extra dose of motivation? Or is it part of some larger, bigger strategy that you're not revealing to them? Or maybe you're a service provider and you're asking your client relations manager to reach out to past clients for some feedback. You've explained what they need to do, but you haven't clarified why. Is it to improve the services based on past experiences or to cultivate long-term relationships? What's the reason? You see, in all of these instances that I just gave you, your team members are likely to apply their own why filter. Without you giving it your own explanation as to the why, they're going to attach their own reasoning to the tasks, and their why might not align with yours. Remember, when we tell people what to do, they are going to process it through their own perspective, not ours. So unless we explain our why, they're going to use their own. And guess which one will guide their actions? Theirs. You see, the magic happens when you start sharing your why along with your what. Your why provides context to the what. It helps make more sense of the task that you've asked them to do and aligns everyone's focus towards a common goal. Along with that, when you teach them your why, it opens up a channel for dialogue, for conversation. You can ask them how they perceive the task and how they go about achieving it based on the why you shared. And so this way, you're not only ensuring that they understand the task, but you're fostering a sense of ownership, of buy-in, and accountability in them. And I know for some of you listening, this might sound like a lot of work initially, because right now you're focused on the what. But let me assure you, the results are worth every bit of your effort. I have seen leaders who can communicate clearly and explain their rationale, cultivate teams that connect to more meaningful, larger, and bigger goals. They nurture a culture where performance is a co-creation process. So I want you to think about this. The next time you're going to delegate a task to a team member, don't just tell them what to do, but share your why behind it. Involve your team in the reasoning behind the tasks and see how this simple change can lead to sustainable results and performance. So I challenge you, go ahead through this week, and the next time you go to delegate, think of the two W's, your what and your why. Try it out a few times and let me know your results. All right, that's it for today. I hope this episode has given you some food for thought on how to delegate better using the why filter. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.